Hello, folks. Remember to listen in to Top Gear, and it's on from 10 o'clock till 11:55 in the live programme.
On Thursday night, and it's got Brian Matthew on it, and also
Dusty Springfield and Carl Perkins.
And Mark Winter.
And also, folks, guess who?
But don't let that put you off.
Us, we're on it too.
The Beatles. But don't let that put you off anyway, you know. I mean, still listen in.
Top Gear on Thursday at 10.
Sounds like a good programme.
There you go.
In 1968, the Beatles released the ill-fated Magical Mystery Tour. It was the band's first film project, written, produced, and directed on their own. The show met with bad reviews and became the Beatles' first artistic failure. However, the Magical Mystery Tour soundtrack was a tremendous success, containing several hit songs, including the film's memorable theme. The majority of Beatle tunes were collaborative efforts from Lennon and McCartney. During his days as a Beatle, did John consider working with any outside writers?
Well, I've written many things with that Paul before, you know, for years. We've always written together and separately. Another writer I don't need, you know. Well, George, maybe, I'd write with him.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning. Of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his see the world spinning round. And nobody seems to like him. They can tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Oh, see the world spinning round. Oh, round, 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 round. Oh.
It was Paul's idea to film the Magical Mystery Tour. He became inspired after reading about the adventures of Ken Kesey and his merry pranksters who traveled across America on a psychedelic bus. Paul McCartney wanted to create a full-length feature film, but instead it turned into a one-hour television special. The band held a release party for Magical Mystery Tour in which all the guests showed up in costume. Lennon was a teddy boy, George Martin was the Duke of Edinburgh, and George Harrison's wife Patty appeared as an Eastern belly dancer. Mother Should Know, a simple tune without any deep meanings. But other Beatle numbers had fans looking for hidden messages. When this next record was released, fans began asking about the identity of the walrus.
I'm still the walrus. The walrus was a nothing thing, not meant anything about anyone. It was very read into. And what happened was, when we did Magical Mystery Tour and portrayed it,
I actually put on the walrus mask, the one on that wall all swaying. It happens to be me with the walrus thing. We just picked up a head each. There was no thought behind it.
When we continue, John remembers Brian Epstein after he prematurely passes away, and the Beatles become the first band to debut a new recording live on international television. That and more on The Beatles' Long and Winding Road.
The breeze still blows across the infield, and the outfield is still natural grass. But Julia Murray is doing something her allergies and the pollen never let her do before. She's watching one of the finest 9-year-olds ever to play the game. thanks to Benadryl, the histamine blocker. It actually blocks the histamine that triggers allergic reactions. It also lets Julia Murray watch her son, Jimmy, play ball. Take Benadryl, the histamine blocker, and take back your life. Use as directed.
Ruth, this calcium thing is getting out of hand.
What makes you say that, dear?
Fried Rolaids again.
Sure, they're loaded with calcium.
Ruth, you're making a mistake.
What? Should I serve them raw?
No, I just thought Tums had more calcium.
No, silly. Fruit-flavored Rolaids has more calcium than regular Tums.
Oh.
More of the stuff you need to stop heartburn fast.
Oh.
Well, then, it's fruit-flavored Rolaids for dessert.
Ruth.
Calcium-rich Rolaids spells calcium-rich relief. Use only as directed.
For all those watching snow instead of the situation comedy they could have sworn they had taped, for all those staring glassy-eyed at their remote controls because they haven't a clue which of the 48 buttons to push, who think a megabyte is what immediately precedes a really big drink. Yes, for all those who find today's technology a bit confusing, there's Radio Shack. At 6,500 locations nationwide, we've got 20,000 people to help you figure it all out. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.